Hi, this is Forrest Kelly, host and producer of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a new app called Wisdom. What you can do on Wisdom is listen and talk with amazing people. You can connect with experts and top mentors. Coming up on the new year, you need a little extra motivation? Wisdom is the place to get it. And if you'd like to share and inspire others, you can do it on Wisdom. I'll be doing a live question and answer session on Wisdom. We'll be covering wine, travel, and podcasting in general. Download the Wisdom app today and join me on Wednesday, December 22nd at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the new app, Wisdom. Thank you. Now let's start the show.
Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Catherine, Marketing Director of Black Mesa Winery. The Black Mesa is a mesa in Colorado, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. It's been known as a geological wonder of North America. With that award comes a lot of responsibility in the name Black Mesa Winery. Let's get into some of the wines that you produce.
I used to work in Napa for many years, and you never worked at a winery where they had so many options. So it's definitely, you know, you got to make something that appeals to the local palates. And I've noticed a lot of people locally, like, they tend to like the sweeter wines. So we definitely had to make something that would appeal to that crowd. And then we have, you know, our higher end wines like the Antelope and the Coyote, a really nice blend. We really have something for every palate. And the only one that's infused, which is the Black Beauty, and then the Chocolate Caliente, which is the chocolate wine with a little piquillo peppers. It's just subtle, but it's nice. Never thought I'd be into the sweet wines, but actually sometimes we'll enjoy that for dessert.
When you're making the wine, are you taking into consideration the rich New Mexico food varieties?
Well, New Mexican food is sort of a blend between the Native American food and Mexican food is the best way I can describe it. Obviously, the red and green chili are big here, and everyone's got their own recipe for that. So if you went to one restaurant, it's going to have different red and green, and the spice level is going to be different than the restaurant down the street. So our wines are definitely made for that sort of pairing. They're not real heavy either. So some of the Napa Cabs can run up 16%, and ours are really right in between 12 and 13%. Just because when they're lower in alcohol and because of the area, they're going to be a little bit higher in acid, so they're going to be very food friendly. Like this, the Conejito would go slightly sweet. It would go great with that spicy food. So we've got actually recipes on our website. If you look under wine, cider, and food pairings, we'll have the hard cider, the ones that go to the hard cider, the white wine, and the red wine, and we've got probably 15. And it's working with that same chef that we use with our virtual tastings as well. So she participates in that.
You're not cooking food on the property, right?
We don't, but the chef that I've been talking about, she makes Merlot popsicles. So we have those in our freezer. And then we also have this Christini box. She makes these homemade Christinis and then blends them with the local feta cheese and pistachios, actually local pistachios from Heart of the Desert and local honey. So it's this really nice pairing with one of our whites. So when they get the Christini box, they get a half glass of a white wine of their choice. But then other than that, we just have snacks. I mean, we try to stay local and we get local beef jerky and chips and, you know, just something to nosh on while you're tasting.
Since you have such a large variety of wine and cider selections, I know it's going to be tough, but can you narrow it down to some favorites?
There's two palates that we see on a daily basis, the ones that like the sweeter stuff and the ones that like the dry wines. The most popular for the dry wines, people really like the Montepulciano because it's, number one, the vineyard, you look at it when you're in the tasting room, you can see it. It's got real earthy tones, but it also has some nice dried fruit characteristics that would make it good with, barbecued steak, even lamb stew. And then the other most popular on the sweet side would be the Black Beauty, which is that chocolate wine I mentioned. And really people either drink it as an aperitif before dinner, or they actually have that as dessert. We actually have a a chocolate company that we work with in Santa Fe named Kakawa, and they produce a chocolate sauce out of that Black Beauty wine. So they reduce it down so much that it's just the chocolate and then the Cabernet that's in it. And so it makes a really nice either chocolate martini, or you can put it on ice cream. So, and as far as the whites, we make a really amazing Albarino. We only do one, let's see, what, 20 cases of it, I think, per year. So it sells out quickly, but it has that really nice classic Albarino acidity, but it's slight brininess as well. So it's great with a charcuterie plate, olives, hard cheeses. I think those are the top three that we do.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.